Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, we've got a great show in store for you. We're going to kick it off with our good buddy, Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery, Phil and founder of Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo, which we have done the last 3 years. Phil, thanks for being with us, sir. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. Hey, listen, I'm just going to let you take the stage here. You had a post this week and everything, so I'm just going to turn the airwaves to you and let you explain what you would like to about No Limits Archery.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and I really appreciate your support over the years as well, Scott, and partnership with everything. But, yeah, I've been the owner of that business for a little over 17 years, and you know, it's time that I kind of facilitate and or work with, you know, the group of people that are going to look to take it, you know, hopefully the next 15 to 17 years.
Sure.
Obviously so many moving parts and variables with anything business, but yeah, we're selling, you know, I would say that to keep the details just general, we're selling essentially the business, but I am looking to liquidate the inventory out of the goals of the new ownership group are similar to what ours have been. They're people that have been in the No Limits community for years, really good people, hardworking people. But at the same time, this business is very much, you know, your vision, your goals, your philosophy on what you want to do and how you want to go about setting up inventory and helping the community is different for each person.
Sure.
You know, when I sat down with this group multiple times in the last, you know, month and a half, and we talked about possibilities and options, I just decided to listen. The inventory that's on the shelf essentially is the inventory that me and my team have put out for the customers. And although a lot of it's really, really good and stuff that's, you know, in many respects going to continue on as relevant and current models and brands, we're trying to clean up a few things, liquidate some of that inventory, and give the new owners kind of a fresh start. They've already been in communication with a few of the bow manufacturers to you know, establish the transition, if you will, and continue, because the goal is to continue having, you know, a top quality pro shop there. Obviously, all the details are still fluid, or not all. Some of the details are still fluid from the standpoint of personnel and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, we're clearing out inventory. We're marking stuff down to pricing that we've never marked down before.
Okay. And you got a lot of stuff in there. I mean, from of course the bows themselves, but then, you know, from arrows to some clothing and some targets, different things like that. So is pretty much all of that going in this liquidation type sale from you?
So the range, the goal is to not have the shop closed down at any point throughout this transition. So the actual range itself, be it the targets when people come in and shoot at the 20-yard range or the 30, 40-yard range or the outdoor range, those will go with the sale.
Okay.
So those are going to transition over with the new ownership group. So those things are not for sale. The things that are for sale are, the, like you said, the bows, arrows. We've got boots, some boots left over. Not much for soft for camo. We do have some cases and such. There's a bunch of broadhead targets and those kind of things.
Okay.
That are for sale. There are... I've got the Techno Hunt system that is, you know, we bought that system a few years ago, and I made a post today. It's a gently used system, because where we set it up, and this is just so that way that if I can make a deal with somebody to purchase that system, it needs to be mounted on a concrete floor. We put it up on our mezzanine, and when people walk, the sensors vibrate a little bit.
Okay.
So we've never really been able to get full use out of that system because of the circumstances of where we mounted it. So it's very gently used.
Sure.
I mean, those systems were $30,000 new, you know.
Right.
So I've got one of those. I've got some grizzly hunting blinds. I've got one for sure left at this point. Depending on when people hear this, I know you air your show multiple times, but, you know, I think the best thing would be just to call the shop to see if some of those larger items are still available. We're not going to talk pricing discounts and stuff over the phone. You just
exactly.
come in and
yeah.
see what we've got.
No, 100%.
So if somebody calls in, they can see if we still have, you know, certain things available, but as far as to know what the pricing we're able to move things at is, you have to come in.
Yep.
So that's kind of the gist of it, man. Like I said, the range itself, we're hoping to have very little to no issues with that transition, you know, up until the beginning of October when we're kind of anticipating that transition to happen. Bring your bows in. We're still working on bows. We're still, you know, you need a tune, change the string and cables, that kind of, bring them in, you know.
Okay, that was my next question because, man, we're on the season here.
I mean, we're obviously going to be dwindling down on certain things, so the sooner you come in, the better. Like if you're looking for broadheads for this coming season or a new quiver, definitely the sooner you come in, the better. But just know that, you know, we're extending great pricing on all those things to the customers. And still here to help and serve, you know. It's just under my ownership, my you know, structure that I had it. That's what's essentially, we're closing the chapter on that. And wishing nothing but luck, and I'm going to help with the transition to the new owners to hopefully get established and have many years of prosperity.
Yeah, for sure. The number 303-270-0185 to No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. And I assume most of our audience knows where you're located, but it's 3050 East 78th Avenue. Is that considered Denver or Thornton there?
So it's actually unincorporated Adams County.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the only reason we were able to get an outdoor range is because
gotcha.
It wasn't in city limits. But it's a Denver mailing address.
Right. Well, anybody that's been in business and started a business and put their life into it like you have, I know these decisions don't come lightly or easily and all of that. And man, I can tell you, you know, I think back when, you know, I started this show and I think it was Willie Schmidt and Trevin Stolfus said, man, you know, you need me, Phil. And, man, you were super supportive of us when we started and have been to this day. And I know we're continuing working on things together, so I'm thankful for that. But I can tell you, man, you have been a rock solid person in this outdoor community and done so many things for, I mean, I don't MC a banquet where you haven't donated something. You know, I mean, you have been a giving partner in so many ways, and, you know, with kids and everything in the archery shop, and I mean, just has been great. So I know everybody, and I saw a lot of the text yesterday to you after your post, but I know everybody, you know, hates to see this, but like everybody said, hey, wish you the best and whatever you continue to do too, you know. So but I know it's tough, man.
Yeah, no, I gotta say, Scott, I mean, you know, the getting to this point was difficult. I mean, I'm at peace with my decision.
Yeah.
And it became hard all over again yesterday.
Yeah.
with making that post and then having everybody reach out both on social and privately that did. And I tell you that I am forever grateful to be a part of this community and for the things that it gave me before I was able to open the pro shop and to be able to give back for so many years and to continue to do that because, you know, Abe and I are still, we're planning for 2027 Mile High Hunt Fish Expo still. I'm still actively working on that. But it has become, you know, the saying, you know, too many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
It's definitely difficult. And I wanted to not let that, not have that business suffer when I really felt those other people energetic with new, fresh ideas and willing to continue to put the work in that the businesses like those require.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really comfortable with you know, with the decision we've made, my wife and I. And like I said, I will continue to be supportive and an integral part of all these things, you know, that we need to be a part of, both fundraising wise and, you know, just having a voice with all the legislative issues we have going on.
Sure.
And everything else. So still plan to be here and do that. It's just my roles are going to shift slightly and see if I can't narrow down my focus a little bit more with having, you know, the Hunt Expo and then still the family business that I run separate to that. Try to be able to focus on those two things.
No,
more in
wise
depth.
Decision, man. You know, I'll be honest, most people aren't wise enough to do this when it's time and when you know it's time, you know, and your business suffers, then everything suffers and everything goes haywire. So tough decision, but good decision. So, yeah,
well,
happy for you.
Like I said, man, I appreciate your support. Thank you. I appreciate the support. And to everybody who's reached out and continues to reach out, I'm, like I said, I'm grateful for the relationships and the memories and but I'm not going anywhere yet.
Right.
Like I said, I'm still going to be here. You know,
all right.
My roles are just changing.
Sure. All right. Hey, let's talk a few minutes about the Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo. Again, 3 years in now and starting year number four. And certainly been, you know, a highlight to so many, the type of show that, you know, I've been able to bring to Denver. You know, certain challenges as we grow every year, but looking forward to 2027 for sure.
Well, Scott, I tell you that, you know, as we've kind of had our ups and downs with this Hunt Expo business from, you know, starting at the Gaylord, dealing with limited space, then moving to the National Western Center this year, having more space, but again, essentially starting over with a new venue.
Right.
There's been some challenges, but I tell you that the vendors, I'm very excited to move forward with 27 because we've modified the floor plan again. We just got the floor plan approval back here within the last week and a half or so. We tweaked it so we can invite more vendors in.
Oh, wow. Good.
So, yeah, we're actively trying to continue to push the limits of what, you know, we're able to do to keep making this show better. So what I can announce is if there's any brands out there that are hunting and fishing related brands, we don't invite, you know, massage units and, you know, salsa vendors. And don't get me wrong, I have a massage unit at home and I...
And we love salsa.
Right? Yeah,
just
but
not there.
For this, no, it's it, right? For this type of event, yeah. We want true hunting and fishing brands represented. I'm excited to say we're working with some new, with some companies we've already worked with to do more things and bring more on the fishing side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I'll tease a little bit. But if there's companies out there, we do have room. I'm actively taking applications. We're going to be updating our website here soon to reflect that. If you want to apply and see if we can get you in for our 27 show. We have a limit on what we allow, just full disclosure again, right? We don't want to have 27 Africa or Alaska or, you know, New Mexico outfitters. We want to have balance. We want to have good representation and quality brands. So there is a cap, and depending on the companies that have signed back on, I mean, there's some companies that have been with us for the 3 years and have signed on for year four, and those companies get priority.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are some gaps that we can fill, and we put you on a wait list if you happen to fall into one of those categories that are already kind of capped, if you will. But because cancellations do happen. So I would just say, yeah, reach out to myself or Abe, Phil at MileHighHuntExpo.com, Abe at MileHighHuntExpo.com. If you got an inquiry on a booth application, we can get you information. And Scott, I mean, you've done a great job with helping us bring in great brands as well. So if there's anybody that has a relationship with you,
sure.
I mean, get a hold of Scott. And Scott's been, you know, we definitely touch base and place vendors as best we can based off what's available. as they come in. But yeah, we're actively working on that as well, Scott. So some new developments that are exciting, and like I said, I know that on the we definitely have heard some comments. It's like, hey, there's not a ton of fishing vendors here. You say you're the Hunt and Fish Expo, and
right,
and it's like, you know, we're trying to build it the right way.
Sure.
And for sake of not just taking anybody and everybody off the street to fill certain spots in certain categories, we're really trying to do it the right way. And we hope that in the long run, people really appreciate that, because so far the feedback is that people do appreciate the way that we've
absolutely
built the foundation of the show.
Yep, absolutely. Now, that will be, I believe, March 19th through the 21st. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
March
19th
through the
21st. Back at the National Western Center.
All right. And, man, what a beautiful facility. That was a great facility, man.
Yeah, there was a few hiccups with addresses, and you know, that facility is still under construction technically. So, you know, we're working on it. The venues, the people there are great to work with. The banquet center is awesome. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on all things. We're actively pushing forward with trying to continue to make that better as well. So, but nonetheless, man, like I said, I appreciate your support and the listeners for supporting, you know, No Limits over the past, and hopefully continuing to support No Limits under new ownership and Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo.
Yep, absolutely. So, folks, hey, archery season's upon us. You need to get your bow, get it tuned up, get some things going there. Get by No Limits Archery, 3050 East 78th Avenue. And again, they'll be glad to help you get all that. And boy, there's going to be some good buys over there. So get by and see them. And we will continue to keep you updated on things as transition takes place, and let you know what's going on. And circle the dates now, March 19th through the 21st, 2027. It'll be here before you know it, for the 4th annual Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo. And like I say, get in touch with us or Phil or Abe at milehighhuntexpo.com, and we'll get you an application, and hopefully get you to be a part of our show. Well, Phil, Bud, again, thank you for everything. We appreciate it, and I know this isn't goodbye in any way, you know, but it's just a, like you say, just a chapter closed and then a book. But, man, just thank you so much. It meant a ton to me when I first started, didn't know anything about what I was doing. I'm not sure I do now, but it's still been fun. So it's been great, man. And, yeah, like I say, just you have been a more than a friend to the outdoor community here, and I'll just say it for everybody, man, thank you.
No, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody reaching out. So, yeah, I mean, let's just keep moving forward and try to keep Colorado progressing forward and not going backwards.
Boy, absolutely. We got a lot going on for sure. All right, man, I know you're busy. We'll cut you loose, but we appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, that's Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery. Once again, that address, 3050 East 78th Avenue. Get by and see him. Let them know you heard him here on Sportsman of Colorado. We'd appreciate that as well. We got to hit a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Are you in the market for a new firearm, or maybe looking to purchase your very first firearm? Well, wouldn't it be great to have an experience worth telling your friends and family about while making such an important purchase? At Bighorn Firearms, we know how important that is, and it's our mission to provide this experience to every customer that walks through our front door. Hi, I'm Ryan, owner of Bighorn Firearms, located in Southeast Denver, and my team and I are customers too. We know what it's like to experience the typical specialty store attitude, and we believe everyone deserves a first-class experience when purchasing a firearm. If you're searching for friendly service, a knowledgeable and passionate staff, and a great selection of firearms, we'd like to invite you to Denver's best independent gun store, Bighorn Firearms, 1 mile east of Evans and I-25. Whether it's your first gun or you've been collecting for years, our friendly and knowledgeable staff are passionate about answering all of your questions. Service and selection is our commitment to you. That's Bighorn Firearms, located at 2175 South Jasmine Street, Suite 105, Denver. Call us now, 303-758-9423, or shop online, bighornusa.com.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, trust the best. For over 36 years, Liberty Safe has proudly been America's number one safe manufacturer. Built with American ingenuity and unmatched attention to detail, Liberty Safes are designed to protect your firearms, safeguard important documents, and preserve your most cherished valuables. And here in Colorado, your trusted source is Colorado Safes. With two convenient locations in Wheat Ridge and Colorado Springs, Colorado Safes offers the security solutions you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Stop by Colorado Safes today and protect what matters most. ColoradoSafes.com.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, it is great to have our exclusive audiologist, Dr. Melissa Fling, with us. Custom Ear Solutions. Dr. Fling, always great to have you on Sportsman of Colorado. How are you?
Great. So happy to be here.
So how's your summer been?
It's been pretty good. Actually, my best buddy, my best friend is here from Doha, Qatar. She just got in last night. She comes like every 6 months or so because Colorado's kind of a second home for her.
Oh, okay.
So she's here now, so my summer will be a lot more fun over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You should have brought her in and had her experience you on the show.
She would have liked that. Yeah, she'd want to be on too.
You know, mainly we have Dr. Fling on this show because of what most of us do, and that is firing guns and protecting the hearing that we have. Again, if this is your first time to hear her, her mission in life is to protect the hearing that you have left. And that is something that is so gradual with loss sometimes. We really don't realize how much we've lost until hopefully we can talk our listeners to coming in for a hearing test, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, I hear it, and I don't just say it to say it. It's what people tell me. That's sure. their experience every day. I mean, I tell you, you know, I see veterans for disability exams, and I hear the same thing from them every day. They don't notice it. Mm-hmm. It's someone else in the family that starts commenting that they are having to repeat themselves. The TV is loud. They're not hearing well at restaurants. I mean, it's the same. It's the same comments every week right. that I hear. So I wish I could make it up, but it's not. It's truly the experience of people out there that have developed hearing loss very gradually, but they're not aware of it because it's been gradual.
Right. See, on your intake form, you should just have all the about the top 10 excuses and just have them check the box.
Yeah.
Because you know it's one of those.
Yeah. What excuses are you making in your day-to-day life? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, suppressors are something that we've talked quite a bit about with you.
Yeah.
And you are not totally convinced that some of the advertising with those are true, and it says hearing safe
yeah.
from your standpoint as an audiologist.
Right.
And we're going to go over some of the different levels mm-hmm. of different things that that you wanted to discuss about
yeah.
suppressors.
Yeah. Well, I want to review first, because it's just a quick and easy reference for people, the we could call it like the sound thermometer, so that people know, have some kind of reference for the range of sound where it's where there's almost silence up to where it could potentially become damaging. Mm-hmm. So you could think of 0 decibels as silence, even though that's not quite exactly right. But just for easy reference, let's say 0 decibels is basically silence, no right. sound. Well, if we go up from there to about 10 decibels, that's about where like a whisper would be of, you know, somebody whispering to you. Then if we go up from there to 50 decibels, that's average conversational level, you know, just person to person. Most people are speaking about 50 decibels. Most people. I think everybody knows someone that talks much louder than that. But
sure.
but yeah, 50 is about conversational level. Then if we go up from there to about 85 decibels, that's where OSHA says if you're exposed to something for 8 hours or more at 85, that's where it could potentially start becoming damaging for your hearing. And some examples of 85 would be like a lawnmower, city traffic, just walking on the sidewalk. Like, I wonder how loud it is in New York City. If you were just to pull out like an app on your phone and measure it, it's probably at least 85 with all the honking and car noise. Busy restaurant, a blender. So those are some quick examples of 85 dB. Then if we go up from there to 120, that's where most people will start having some pain in their ears if it's that loud. So they call that the pain threshold. That's where pain starts. So some quick examples of that would be a siren, rock concerts if you're near the speakers. So if you're really close to the sound output, chainsaws, which I could definitely see, you know, being painful if you're close to them. A jet airplane taking off if you're, right. you know, a few hundred feet away. Thunder even can get pretty loud if you're close to it. So those are some examples of where it might start to become painful at 120 dB. And then up from there, this number we've talked about several times, 140 dB.
Mm-hmm.
That's where OSHA says it can be instantly damaging to your hearing. So that would be things like firecrackers, a 22, an air horn, thunder at that level too. So anything at that level, it doesn't matter how long it lasts. It can just last milliseconds,
right.
and it can damage your hearing. So when it starts to get up to that point, if you can, you want to have hearing protection if you can.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, most of us probably thought, and I did too a lot, that it's just the prolonged deal, being out 8 hours shooting a gun. Nobody's ever doing that. So, like, oh,
right.
I'm not doing that. It's just, you know, I may shoot, you know, I don't know, a few boxes of ammo or something like that, and that
yeah.
can range maybe 50 shots or so on a range. But then there are some, I know some guys and gals that go and shoot 200 or 300 rounds, you know, when
yeah.
they go to a range and
yeah.
shoot. So that repetitive noise can't help either.
Right.
Or it's just one after the other.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, then I looked up some of the decibel levels of like the most common firearms. So the quietest one, it does say, is a 22, but it's still, they say the output can range, it's a range, but it can range from 135 to 150. So at 140, it's instantly damaging. So let's just say, just to make it easy, even a 22 could still be at 140, which means it's instantly damaging without hearing protection. Because I know a lot of people have said, oh, and I've heard that from veterans who are firearm users. Oh, it's just a 22. Oh, it's just one shot. But when I look at the numbers, it's still risky. Mm-hmm. So if you can use hearing protection with that, you'd want to. And then it went all the way up to, let's see what the loudest one was. Looks like a 300 Win Mag.
Yeah,
up to 175. Ooh, that's killer. So yeah, if 140 is doing instant damage in one exposure, 175 definitely is. So if, I mean, the louder it gets, if you can suppress it and wear double hearing protection, then you know, you're doing a pretty good job.
Right.
Yeah. So that's just wanted to review that, because I think, like you said, most people think, oh, it's just one shot, it's no big deal, whatever. But if you're doing it indoors and it's unsuppressed, and you're only wearing one layer of hearing protection, man, there's so much improvement there to reduce your exposure. So for indoor or something above 140, I'd say suppressed if you can.
Right.
Ear plugs or ear molds and ear muffs, double protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Because once it's damaged, for the most part, it's damaged, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are metabolic processes that happen within the inner ear at the level of the hearing organ and the hearing nerve that try to repair themselves with certain damage, but it just depends. I mean, it just depends on the exposure. Sometimes it depends the angle of the exposure. You know, if it's like way in front of you, that might not be as hard, but if it's right next to one of your ears and it's a little bit closer, you know, obviously the closer it is, the louder it is, and the angle that it's at might hit your ear a little bit harder. So
and that happens in real life hunting world. You know, I've mentioned to you before, waterfowl hunting, a lot of times you may be in a pit, you know, with some guys or something, or gals, whatever, and or adults with kids, teaching them to shoot or hunting with them, and you're trying to help them get situated so you're super close when that gun goes off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of scenarios where
you
may not even be the one shooting.
Yeah, right.
And be impacted.
Yeah. So, I mean, your hearing can repair itself to a certain extent, and sometimes it might you know, you might feel like it repairs itself back to its baseline before that exposure. Mm-hmm. But there are some exposures that might, it's just like, it's not going to be able to repair itself because the damage was so substantial. And when that happens, it's such a bummer.
Right.
That is what I am trying to prevent people from going through. I mean, some people are more bummed out by that than others. Other people are like, oh, you know, whatever. But some are really bothered by it, and it's just because they didn't know.
Right.
They didn't know what they should have been doing to try to protect themselves. And that is really what I'm trying to help people prevent. Just if they have the information, then they can use it to protect themselves so that they don't have an injury like that they're going to regret forever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dr. Melissa Fling is with us. It's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. When you call, be sure and let her know you heard her here on Sportsman of Colorado. Now, you can catch her every Wednesday at 12:30 on our weekday show, Haystack Help Radio, and we have a segment we call Listen Up with Dr. Melissa Fling, and you can join us there, and we talk a lot about this. Is it frustrating? I'm going to answer my own question. It's got to be frustrating to you that, and I'll say guys for the most part, don't want to get their hearing tested.
Yes, because
what would be your plea to our listeners?
Well, I the thing that comes to mind first is if you have a baseline, because there are so many times that I've seen people that had an injury or a sudden hearing loss, and they did not have a baseline hearing test before that happened. So we don't know what their hearing looked like before the injury. And if I can see what it looked like before an injury or a sudden hearing loss, then if we don't necessarily know what the cause was, then by looking at the pattern of their current hearing loss, then I can think, it's likely that it was from this. So it just gives us more information to help prevent that from happening again in the future, and also to have an idea of the prognosis, like what is the likelihood that this could happen again or that it will get worse on its own, because the patterns of hearing loss give us that type of information. So basically the more information we have, the better I can help you,
right,
is really what it comes down to. So if you haven't, especially if you're in your 50s, that's a great time to get a baseline, because that's when most people start, whether they notice it or not, they start having some very slow decline in hearing. Mm-hmm. So if we can get a baseline, but before that stuff starts happening, and we can kind of track it over time and determine if and what we need to do about it, that's it. So more information is better in my
right.
world.
Right.
So a baseline means more information.
Do 50s sound old to you?
Well, yeah, kinda. No, I'm just kidding.
But now, all right, how long should someone set aside for a hearing test? And let's talk about cost.
Yeah, set aside an hour.
Okay.
And the cost is, it depends, exactly what we do, but I pretty much do the full test battery for everybody if I
right.
can. So that would take it up to about $200. If we don't have the time, or if they don't want extended high frequency testing, which I can't see why someone wouldn't
sure.
want that, but it would be closer to $150. But let's just say it's going to be $200 for the hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, if nothing else, just to get a baseline, mm-hmm. see where you're at.
Yeah.
And again, Dr. Fling has partners she works with. If you need to move into a hearing aid type situation, but that's not her deal. So you don't have to worry about trying to get sold something as far as hearing aid type deal.
Right.
Her deal is hearing protection. Okay. So
yeah.
then what can we do wherever you're at and whatever you test at, what can we do to protect that?
Yeah.
And that's where the custom ear solutions come into play. Do you notice difference between the right and left? I mean, can there be like hearing loss only in the left and not in the right? I mean, is that pretty common?
Yeah, particularly in firearm users. It might not necessarily be that one ear is completely normal and the other ear has hearing loss. I'll take that back. It can be that. But what I would say with firearm users, not necessarily so much with handguns, but with larger firearms, rifles, and things, there is a little bit of an asymmetry in the way that you hold the firearm, which then requires you to position your head in a certain way. It might be, tilted and turned a little bit more, like right-handed shooters would tilt it to their right shoulder. So that is going to protect their right ear and leave their left ear more vulnerable. So I tend to see right-handed shooters have more hearing loss in the left ear.
Interesting.
Left-handed shooters have more hearing loss in the right ear.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We got about 3 or 4 minutes here. Let's run a little bit through your lineup
mm-hmm.
of at least your
yeah, of hearing
favorite
protection.
Three things for shooters. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's three tiers of products for shooters, depending on what you're doing, what environment you're in, and what you need to be aware of. So the lowest tier and lowest cost would be what I call maximum protection ear molds. They're solid. They have no filters in them. They're ideal for indoor shooting or any kind of firearm use where you just need the most protection you can get, and you don't need to be aware of your surroundings, and you don't need to be able to communicate with others. Those are $195 for the pair.
Okay.
The next level up would be filtered ear molds. Those are ideal. Those are not ideal for indoor shooting. I wouldn't use them for that. So those would be ideal for outdoor target shooting if you're trying to listen to an instructor or if you need to be aware of your surroundings and communicate with people. They would also be good for hunting because you can just put them in. You can hear normally, fairly normally. They might take a little off your hearing. And then when you take a shot, it will give you protection.
Okay.
So you can just keep those in also. The highest level would be electronic hearing protection. That is ideal for hunting, particularly for people that might have a little bit of hearing loss because you have amplification. So you have volume control. You can turn things up. Then when you take a shot, it will turn the microphones off and protect your hearing. And I'm sorry, go back to the mid-level. The filtered molds are $265 for the pair.
Okay.
The electronic hearing protection would range anywhere from $750 for the pair all the way up to $1,500. And that's just going to be based on how many programs you need, how much wind noise suppression you need, just those kind of bells and whistles.
Right.
Yeah.
And for you guys and gals that know, maybe up in years a little bit, and you've done a lot of shooting, and maybe you have tinnitus, your ears ring, whatever. $200 for a test, get some hearing protection. Hey, invest in your hearing health.
Yeah.
If your eyes were going really bad and you couldn't drive, do different things, most of us are jumping in to see the eye doctor. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I can't see.
I know I all am.
Right? Hearing. Hearing is super important, as we all know. So protect the hearing you have. No better place to do it than Custom Ear Solutions. And Dr. Melissa Fling, again, just let her know you heard her here on the show. 720-839-7705 is the number. And I hope you'll join us on Wednesdays at 12:30 for a Listen Up with Dr. Melissa Fling as well. Check out our website at CustomEarSolutions.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Sports from Colorado. We could take a quick break and be right back.
They're the first on call and the first on scene. But did you know the suicide rate for first responders is 1.5 times higher than the general public? At Hometown Hero Outdoors, we help to provide healing for veterans, law enforcement, and first responders by creating memorable outdoor experiences designed to focus on camaraderie and mental health. Our mission is to serve those who have served us. Help us make a difference. To join Hometown Hero Outdoors or to help by donating, visit hometownherooutdoors.org.
For over 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx Maps to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of more than 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Boone and Crockett Club, and Eastman's. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Go to the App Store or onyxmaps.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Here's your Water Talk Minute with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros.
So one of the things that we've learned, and you can check this out factually, information for yourself by going to the EPA.gov. The EPA has a laundry list of unregulated contaminants. And what that means, folks, is that your municipality does not have to test for these contaminants. And so they're not reported in your NLE water quality report. This is something that has to change. We have a false sense of security about the quality of our drinking water, from pharmaceuticals to the levels of PFAS and Gen X chemicals, which was recently removed from the EPA contamination list. And for example, there's a contaminant on the unregulated list called 1,4-dioxin. 1,4-dioxin has been in our water supply since the early 1900s. Check out my podcast on Spotify, Paul the Waterman, or waterpros.net.
Sportsman of Colorado Radio is brought to you by the Colorado Wildlife Council. The council works to educate the public on the importance of scientific wildlife management, conservation, and the benefits of wildlife-related recreational opportunities, specifically hunting and fishing. For the hunter and angler community, this educational mission is vital. It empowers us to become effective advocates for the wildlife and outdoor traditions we value. Their mission is to ensure that Colorado's wildlife is preserved for future generations through public education. Learn more about their work and how it supports your role as an advocate at cowildlifecouncil.org. We thank the Colorado Wildlife Council for their support of Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Hey, we want to wrap things up with our good buddy Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe. If you need anything from the fishing side of things, this is the store. And to me, not just Denver's premier store, but I think the best in the whole state of Colorado. So most of you already know about it, but if you don't and you haven't been by, make sure and get by. Again, it's 2645 South Santa Fe, and it's Discount Fishing Tackle. Austin, thanks for being with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. You know, hey, been watching a lot of things on the news, and everybody's talking about water levels, all the different things, you know, going around the state there. So shed any light you can on just what you're hearing and seeing. And then, you know what, there's still fish to be caught out there.
Absolutely there are. Yeah. So we're dealing with a situation where, you know, certainly we've got a lot of low water on this stuff opposite of high water. And there's a lot of fishing closures that we've seen up and down the mountain region, particularly on our trout streams. And that's something that, you know, initially it is scary. I mean, we're really running low on the water level, and the water temperature is really struggling at the moment. But there's places that we can head up to go and catch fish that are higher elevation. And that's really kind of what I like focusing on with these types of conditions. So we're running into to types of fisheries, you know, tailwaters especially are places to look. And what I mean by that are streams that are below a dam that are nice and temperature controlled due to the fact that the water's coming out of the bottom of your dam. With that being said, places like the Frying Pan River have been actually having increased flows to prop up the Colorado River drainage. We've seen stuff on the Williams Fork. The reservoirs up above are beginning to draw down. But those particular fisheries have been doing really well. But the other thing that does super good at this point in the season is the high elevation. So mm-hmm. meaning your small lakes and small streams that are in and around that, you know, 10,000 foot in elevation and up type range, those particular fisheries have been managed very well by CPW over the years. And you'll find lots of cutthroats and brook trout in many of those, with other species like tiger trout and rainbows being stocked periodically. But those high elevation fisheries will remain cool throughout the remainder of the season. And really, even on years with a lot of water, they're some of my favorite places to go. You get into some of the most beautiful country in the entire world, and you get some fish that are absolutely gorgeous. And when you're working those shoreline edges up there, many times those fish are also very willing to eat a dry fly, you know, little small terrestrials like ants and hoppers, as well as small nymph droppers down below, like a scud or a zebra midge can be very effective. But you can also have good success on conventional tackle. You'll find that those fish are willing to come and react to a small spinner or a jerk bait. But also, if you don't have any fly gear and you want to fish with the flies, a casting bubble and a fly is also a really good way to go. And you can have a lot of good success with that as well.
All right. Austin Parr is with us. Once again, the store is Discount Fishing Tackle. As far as all the fires that have been around, did that, you know, mess up a lot of things too?
I mean, we've been pretty lucky this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, so far with how dry everything's been, this little monsoon season has kept a lot of the fires down. And that's not to say that there's certainly areas that have been hit pretty hard. But luckily, as far as fisheries are concerned, we haven't really dealt with a lot of huge impacts yet.
And yeah.
Hopefully, knock on wood, that continues to happen. But, you know, I'm definitely a lot more concerned about the issues with, you know, your overall water levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like the Eagle, we're starting to see fishing closures on sections of the Arkansas tailwater, the Colorado, certainly the upper South Platte, lower Clear Creek, all can be different areas. But with that being said, like I mentioned, I just am trying to highlight it where there's still a lot of good places to go. You know, even close to home, we're looking at places like Cheeseman Canyon and Deckers. Still, you have no issues right there. The North Fork of the South Platte coming down from the Roberts Tunnel continues to flow well, and that is a nice cool water fishery. The Blue River, both below Green Mountain and below Dillon, are offering good fisheries right now. So still lots of things to be had. And then, you know, your other mention that I like to talk about are your local fisheries. The warm water fish,
sure.
Although we have lower water levels in places, you know, they're not affected by these water temperatures like the trout are. You know, a largemouth bass or a walleye does not have nearly the negative implications on these warm temperatures. So your local ponds are fishing quite well. You're dealing with a lot of really nice topwater fishing at the moment. Early and late in the day, you can have great success for your largemouth. And then Chatfield continues to fish well on our guide trips. We're having walleyes that are in kind of a transitional phase, and you'll find fish both on live bait types of presentations, working tight to structure, as well as more on your open water type fishing where they're chasing shad. You can catch them trolling or working swim baits through those shad schools. So that still continued to be really productive and should throughout the rest of the season. Water levels out at Chatfield are very reasonable at the moment. They're at kind of the historic full pool right now. So although we're down from the last several years, we still have plenty of water to have, to launch a boat without any issues at all. And we don't anticipate that changing throughout the rest of the season.
Sure. Where's the best place to go for people that are maybe, you know, just moved here over the last few years and they're hearing some of these places you mentioned where maybe they want to go, you know, look up and just make sure, you know, what's going on? Is a boat ramp open or closed, or, you know, just some of the guidelines for that area of fishing? Where's the best place for people to get information like that?
So as far as the boat ramps, it's kind of a location-by-location type deal. I mean, down here at the shop, we can help a lot. We hear about all sorts of different things. But with all these boat ramp closures, we're finding that a lot of them are getting posted on the organizations that are running the particular ramp. So, like, for instance, talking about Granby or talking about, Rude Eye Reservoir, both those are Forest Service boat ramps. So those are we're seeing them on the Forest Service Facebook pages. Like Arapahoe National Forest has really been keeping folks up to date quite well on Granby at the moment. So we're actually going to be down to the low water auxiliary ramp pretty soon, but that's going to be continued to be operated, whereas Rude Eye is going to be closed. But as far as like our local stuff, Cherry Creek State Park, we may see that ramp close here, but they are doing a nice job on their Facebook page posting about that. But as far as like the actual fishing closures for fly fishing, on a desktop, it doesn't work as well on a phone, but the Colorado Fishing Atlas is
right,
providing fishing closures and maps as to what we're seeing, whether it's, you know, a voluntary or a mandatory fishing closure, and discussing all of those types of flows. But then finally, looking at flows in the real time, going on the Colorado Division of Water Resources website allows you to look at real-time stream flows that are all across the entire state. So you can see what your averages are, see what we're looking at the very moment, and that can give you, you know, a good idea. But then finally, this time of year, I like to really carry my thermometer with me in my moving water types of locations. So I want to make sure to see stuff that's, you know, below that 60-ish degree range, if at all possible. Once you start increasing your temps from 60, your trout start to struggle a bit.
Hmm.
And it's a lot less influential in a lake where they're able to drop down into some of that cooler water. But in a stream or a river that does not have the depth, the temperature really is kind of consistent throughout the whole water column. And you can start having some lethal conditions anywhere above that 60 degree range. But that's where, if you get on a tailwater or you go to high elevation,
right,
that's not really the concern.
Right. What's new in the store?
Well, right now we're still working through getting all kinds of new product in. We got a lot of new iCast product in on some of the various urchin baits, as well as different new baits from Rapalal coming in. But per usual, we're stocked up on both conventional and flies. So right. It's something where no matter what type of fishing you're looking to do, we are able to help with not only advice but equipment to be able to go out and get on a good fishery that's not only productive but also safe for the fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Austin Parr is with us. It's Discount Fishing Tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe. And, hey, you mentioned your guide trips. Talk about those a minute and what folks can do to get in touch with you if they want to go out with you.
Yeah, so I guide on typically Chatfield and Cherry Creek reservoirs. However, it's been definitely more Chatfield this year with where our water levels are, and I anticipate that to be the same throughout the rest of the season. But we target smallmouth bass and walleyes and really work on technique-specific types of guide trips. And, of course, things like a corporate trip or just looking for numbers or things I'll do as well. But we like to discuss how to go out and work through different techniques and get yourself to become a better angler. But I work those throughout the end of October and, stopping in at the shop, 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. We're more than welcome to talk with anybody about that, whether I'm here or not. So would love to get some folks out.
Right. And, you know, I tell you, that's one thing that, you know, I've heard people that have gone with you and all is, you know, the education that comes with it, you know. If they want that, if they want to learn something, I mean, man, that's priceless, so to speak. I mean, you have years and years and years in this, and to be out there a few hours with you and get to learn some different things, man, is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. That's something I pride myself in and helping others to become better anglers themselves.
Right, absolutely. Get by and see them. Again, it is Discount Fishing Tackle, and Austin is there quite a bit, but I promise you, a very knowledgeable staff. All the crew can help you there, and if you're looking for places just to go and, you know, what to use and different things as far as baits and all, they can help you, and, you know, just a great, great store. Austin, I know you're busy on a Saturday, and we appreciate it, and, man, I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon, so thanks for all you do, bud.
Thanks so much, Scott. I really appreciate having me on, and we'll look forward to talking with you here soon.
All right. Sounds great. That's Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle. Get by and see him, 2645 South Santa Fe. I want to thank all of our guests today, but mostly thank you for being with us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Quick reminder now, you miss our live show on Saturdays 1 to 2. Catch us twice on Sundays, 8 and 8, 8 a.m., 8 p.m., then the following Thursday, 9 to 10 a.m. right here on KLZ 560. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.